A student at Needville High School in Texas has been on a, he's been protesting. And he has been refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance because of his opposition to government spying. He said, I'm really tired of our government taking advantage of us. I don't agree with the NSA spying on us. And I don't agree with any of those internet laws. So he's 15 years old and has refused to stand for the pledge for most of the year. Well, he ran into trouble when a different teacher noticed that he was not standing. And this teacher told him, this is my classroom. This is the principal's request. You're going to stand. And he says, I still didn't stand. And she said she was going to write me up. He said that after he was punished with 2 days of in-school suspension, the principal warned him that he would face more suspensions if his protest continued. And he said, I'm angry and frustrated and annoyed that they would try to write me up for something that I have the right to do. And this, the town that he's in is, it's a small town outside of Houston, Texas, is where this is located. Now, I want to get your thoughts on this. 15-year-old kid and says, doesn't agree with the NSA spying. I don't know specifically what internet laws have got him a concern. They don't say. And he doesn't agree with any of those internet laws, whatever that means. But this is a kid who's got a point of view, does not want to stand for the pledge. What should the school do? Should they allow him to remain seated? Should they force him? Now, you can't force him to say the pledge. Were they right to punish him for refusing to stand? A teacher told him to stand, and he didn't. Was he within his rights? What's your take on it? 336-1320 is our phone number. 1-800-228-4435. Should this boy have been punished for refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Let me hear from you. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. You can text your comments to me this morning. Just send me a text at 35270 and start your text with my name, Greg, and then I'll pop right into my inbox. Just text 35270 and start your message with Greg. So what do you think? You make the kid stand up, and I understand where people are, you know, where this teacher is coming from. Principal wants people to stand. I understand, sign of respect, but he doesn't want to say the pledge. So is requiring him to stand any different than requiring him to say the pledge if he doesn't want to say it? What's your take? Now I wouldn't respond in the same way that this young guy has, but is it his right? Should he be able to say, these are my beliefs. I don't want to stand. I don't want to say the pledge. 336-1320 is our number, 1-800-228-4435. I think the school handled this really badly. Now, I'd be disappointed if, you know, if he were my son, I'd try to have a conversation with him that there's the government and there's the ideal. I think for a lot of us, the flag in the United States, there's the ideal of that, what we strive for, you know, the United States as it was conceived as free nation and those ideals of liberty and justice for all, truly. Those ideals, even though the government falls short of that, I guess I've always viewed the flag and the pledge as a reaffirmation of those ideals, not who's ever in the White House, not whatever the current government policies are. Now, I know there are a lot of people, the flag to them is a representation of whatever who's ever the current occupant of the White House. And I think we saw that a lot during George Bush's time in office, that there were college students that, they wanted the flags taken out of classrooms. It just went to an insane level. And, to me, the flag is, and to a degree, then also the pledge, is it's a reaffirmation of the vision of what America was conceived to be, not necessarily what it is today. That's just my own point of view. So if he were my son, I'd try to convey that to him. But he doesn't want to stand for the pledge. Should the school force him? I don't think they should. And we're going to get to, we'll get to your calls coming up. We got sports ahead with Jack Taylor. We'll also check into the Kello 24-Hour News Center. And then we'll get to your calls ahead. Again, if you want to send me a text, just text me at 35270. Start your text with my name, Greg. 716. It's welcome to the Greg Belfridge Show. If you've just joined us this morning, a student at a Texas high school was given a two-day in-school suspension because he refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And he doesn't agree with some government policies. He said, I'm really tired of our government taking advantage of us. Doesn't agree with NSA spying as well as some other laws. And so he's been protesting by not standing and not participating in the pledge. Well, teacher told him to stand. He refused. Principal has warned him to stand or that he got a two-day in-school suspension. Principal has warned him that he could face more suspensions if he continues his protest. Should he be punished for refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? How do you see it? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I think the school's handling it incredibly poorly. I mean, I do understand they want to try to create respect. There's a bigger lesson, I think, also to be taught here in the way this is being handled is forcing him. I mean, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court says you cannot force a student to say the pledge if they don't want to say it. Of course, making someone stand is a sign of also respect. Is it really any different than trying to force him to say the pledge? Let's get to your calls. 336-1320. Good morning, Greg. You're on Kello.
Morning.
How you doing?
Well, when I was going to school, they had something called citizenship.
Yes.
That they give you a grade on.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of all out the window these days. You know, they don't strive for that anymore. And this kid's getting what he wants. He's in the spotlight. We're nowhere near Houston. And here we're talking about him. He got what he wanted. And if they're going to allow people to burn the flag, what he's doing isn't as bad as that. You know, I don't agree with what he's doing, but we got a society full of people that want to rub people the wrong way, and they don't give a rat's butt.
So you think he's just doing it just to inflame other people?
What? Well, I mean, the school is promoting it, too. They ought to just ignore him. It shouldn't even be reported outside the community.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been if they hadn't suspended him for a couple of days.
Well, then who was it his parents that made the call, or who made the call?
Broadcasted
across the country.
Well, it's, yeah.
It shouldn't be newsworthy. It's just a brat that doesn't want to. You know what the government does is people that's doing it. The flag stands for something else. Obama doesn't have anything to do with the flag, or Bush. It's a national symbol, and it ought to be respected. You know what? We've went through this culture, and these people today don't respect anything. Most of them don't even respect themselves. We got a bunch of degenerates out there.
Greg, thanks so much for the call. We're going to get to more coming up. I got to get to the Fox Business Report. Now, this kid's got clear reasons. Says he doesn't agree with the NSA spying. Tired of the government taking advantage of us. I mean, were it not for the fact that he was refusing to stand, you'd probably be in pretty solid agreement with what the kid's saying. Welcome to the Greg Milfred Show. This portion brought to you by Washington Crossing. Enjoy the benefits of independent living without the maintenance worries. WashingtonCrossingRC.com. A student at a Texas high school says he was given a two-day in-school suspension for refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and it sparked off, at least there, a local debate as to whether the school district violated his First Amendment rights. Should he be forced to stand for the pledge? 336-1320. Do you think the school was right to punish him? 1-800-228-4435. Back to your calls. Good morning, Jeff. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jeff.
Well, there's a lot. You really picked a good one this time. There's a lot of components to this. You know, I think if I was a principal, I wouldn't have necessarily suspended him for protesting, but I would have suspended him for failure to follow instructions, because from a teacher's viewpoint and for student safety, kids need to know they need to follow instructions when they're told in school.
I mean, but here's the problem with that. When it comes to the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, there was a day when it was the same argument that if you were told by the teacher you had to recite the pledge, that wound up in front of the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court says, no, you don't have to follow all of the school's instructions.
It said it didn't have to recite the pledge. I still think you have to have a certain amount of organization. But beyond that, you got a parenting issue here. I think there's a better way to teach your son or daughter how to, we all disagree with the NSA and spying on the American people. I mean, if you got any conservative principles or values, we disagree with a lot of things in this country. But I think as a parent, I try to teach my kids that there's a lot of great things that are still happening in this country, and the bad things will get handled. And a good way to do that is to teach them to be activists and to vote, and you can do it in a respectful manner. In the interest of the country, you know. I mean, it's a huge. I don't disagree with what this kid, if he wants to protest. If I was his dad, I'd say, hey, you want to protest? Take a sign after school and stand out and sign and say I disagree with the NSA and be specific and be a become a political activist in the right way. You know, it's I'm kind of funny about the classroom. You know, it's a place of learning. It needs to be orderly. It needs to be absent of distractions, you know.
Yeah, but my argument would be, who created the distraction? The teacher did. The kid was sitting there. He's been doing this for most of the year. It was a different teacher that responded to him in this way. He had not been a distraction until the. From my point of view, it's the teacher who created the problem here. Let the kid sit.
Yeah, a certain amount of truth to that, you know.
I agree with a lot of what you're saying, Jeff. I totally, and that's what I was saying earlier. I would, if he was my son, I'd have a conversation with him, just exactly what you're saying. Different way to approach this, you know. And I, as I said, I look at the flag and the pledge very differently. I look at it as an ideal, not necessarily as our caller a few moments ago, David, pointed out about. You know, the flag doesn't represent the current president and so on. That's a conversation I'd have with him. So you and I are far more in agreement than disagreement. I'm glad you called, Jeff. 336-1320 is our phone number. 1-800-228-4435. 737. Good morning, Kadir. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. Listen to me. If we as American protest this way, and with disagreement with the government, I think 70% American today is not should be stand up for a Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, this is not a right way to do it. Respect to the flag, respect to Pledge of Allegiance, national anthem, is something not belong to the Congress or Senate or presidency, and no matter Republican or Democrat. This is, like you said, ideal of this country. Okay, so these kids. If I am a principal, I give them 5 days, be honest with you, not 2 days, okay?
You'd be even harder on the kid.
Absolutely. You're disrespecting about 2,000-3,000 students standing with you to the idea, not for a President Obama or President Bush or some senator in Congress of your territory, okay? I always been against the people protesting, burning American flag or any other country. flag, okay? This is something represent your country and people with you, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, grand-grandparents fought for the freedom we have in this country. And today you're protesting, yeah, I disagree with 70% of the our government doing foreign policy and domestic policy. But I'm not going to burn American flag. I'm not going to be disrespect to the ideal of the country.
You and I are in complete agreement about that. I feel the same way. You can disagree with the government, but we're talking about the ideal of the country. Kadir, I'm glad you called. 336-1320. Let's get to Dan, and then we've got a break for the Rush Limbaugh morning update is on the way. Good morning, Dan. You're on Kello.
Hi, I'll make this real quick. I think this is a matter of education, and I don't disagree with his right to protest. I just don't think he understands the flag. I think what would be proper would be an all-school assembly, beginning with the Red Skelton recording of what a flag stood for. Then I would get a disabled vet, a Marine, somebody who made a huge sacrifice, maybe even lost a limb, and have them explain patiently what the flag means to them, including... To be an American, I fought for the right for the... I understand there's a person in your school who doesn't salute the flag. A real American will not pick on him or call him name or bully him, but we pray that someday he also will consider this his flag, and when he does, we salute him and accept him as a fellow citizen, too, but we don't harass or pick on them. Think that would work?
I would have that conversation as a parent with my child. That's how I would do it. I would, as a parent, I would have a conversation with my son about, okay, here's the way I view this, and maybe you might think about it a little bit differently. Let's have a conversation. And I would try to walk him through his thought process and maybe get him to a little bit different point, get him to see the flag a little bit differently. So am I in agreement? Yes. Am I in agreement with the way the school responded here and deciding to suspend him and now saying that if he continues, they're going to suspend him more? No, I think that's absolutely the wrong way to go about it. 741, thanks for your calls. We'll get to more coming up. Drop me a text. I got one text here. Someone says, make him stand in the hall till the pledge is done. Dean said, thanks for the text, Dean. If you want to text me, just send it to 35270. And start your text with my name, Greg.
Falls Bike Trails, now is your opportunity to give back. The city of Sioux Falls is looking for volunteers for the Big Sioux River Greenway Cleanup from 8 to 11 a.m. this coming Saturday. Volunteers can participate at different...
...755, sunshine and 43... Good morning and welcome to the Greg Belford Show. This portion brought to you by Washington Crossing. Enjoy the benefits of independent living without the maintenance worries. Find out more at WashingtonCrossingRC.com. Fox News is on the way. More calls, and we're going to talk about this coming up after 8 this morning. More calls for the Secretary of the VA to step down following recent revelations of what happened at the Phoenix VA with secret waiting lists and veterans actually on the list dying before they could get care. Some 40 veterans, I think, who died while they were on lists waiting to be seen. We'll get the latest on that from Fox, and then we'll talk about it after 8. Right now, we've been talking about a high school student in Texas at Needville High School. This is near Houston, small town near Houston, who refused to stand for the pledge because of his opposition to government spying. He says he doesn't agree with any NSA spying. And a teacher told him to stand, and he refused. And he was given two-day in-school suspension. Do you think the school was right to punish him here? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Should he be forced to stand during the pledge? Here's the thing. Now, keep in mind, I have my wife, the lovely and gracious Marta, who is an educator in the Sioux Falls School District. And they say the pledge, and have been saying the pledge in the middle schools in Sioux Falls, and certainly at her school, I know, for a long time, she said, they've been saying the pledge. And you can't force kids to show respect. you could force my wife. The kids are standing. The kids are standing. Doesn't necessarily mean they're showing respect. They're looking around. They're whatever. They feel. So the idea that somebody, you force this kid to stand, really, have you accomplished anything? Really? See, I don't think you have. I think you've probably given him a bad taste, and now is a kid who's already upset, thinks the government is intruding. Well, what is the school here other than another arm of the government? Really, it's another government entity. In his case, it's a public school that he's attending. I think it sends a wrong message to this kid. So I'm not saying I agree with his stance and not standing for the pledge, because as some callers have said, and I completely agree, as to me, when we talk about the flag and we talk about the pledge of allegiance, we're talking about an ideal, the United States as conceived, liberty and justice for all, that ideal that for which we are continually striving. That's what I see in the American flag. Our hopes and our dreams and liberty, you know, those are the flag for me is the embodiment of all of those things. That's why the flag, the pledge, these are things that transcend government policies. It transcends who's ever in the White House. That would be a message I would try to convey to this kid. He's 15 years old. That would be the message I would try to convey to him, rather than getting all hung up on whether or not he should stand.